This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Oh, this is just too good to pass up. Kellogg's, the maker of genetically modified junk cereal, junk products loaded with pesticides and herbicides and high fructose corn syrup and just garbage, is basically cereal for retards. They are now being boycotted by Breitbart.com, the number one conservative news. And they've got already right now, 120,000 plus people have signed a petition against Kellogg's. And Kellogg's, of course, is the same company that we boycotted at Natural News well over a year ago. I don't know if it was a year and a half, maybe almost 2 years. So Kellogg's was handing over money to this money laundering operation, colluding with a criminal organization known as the GMA, which was fined $18 million by the Attorney General of the state of Washington for criminal conduct, violating state campaign finance laws. Now Kellogg's has pissed off everybody on the right, which is so hilarious because, frankly, it was mostly the conservatives who were still eating Kellogg's. Because conservatives, I mean, let's face it, they don't tend to be as up to speed. Conservatives are well informed on topics like economics and how to create jobs and, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all that stuff, you know, Second Amendment and all. And of course, I support all those things as well. I'm a pro-Second Amendment, you know, pro-Bill of Rights, pro-Constitution, but I'm also pro-environment. And people call me an environmental conservative. So I understand both sides of the spectrum here. It's people on the left or the right who are totally clueless about GMOs and pesticides and herbicides and just junk food in general. And by the way, Kellogg's brands include, of course, all the Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and everything, but also Pop-Tarts and Rice Krispies and Kashi. A lot of people think Kashi is a healthy cereal. No, it's made by Kellogg's. It's just another format, another version of processed junk. They've got muesli and Crispix and All Bran that some people think are healthy. Famous Amos, Morningstar Farms, a lot of vegetarian type of products there. If I'm remembering that correctly, I know they do. I think they do sausage patties and things like that, but they also do some, I think, vegetarian type of products. And I wouldn't eat any of these brands. They're all Kellogg's brands. Now, what's especially interesting in all of this, and this is, I'm sort of turning the page here to offer you an analysis of what all this means. It means that when these cereal companies get into politics, they lose. When they get into funding anti-GMO labeling campaigns to oppose labeling, they lose. You know, food companies are committing suicide when they try to influence the politics of their customers, because honestly, people don't buy cereal because they like the politics of the company. What they're looking for is the ingredients, the nutrition, if there is any, which in Kellogg's there's very little. You know, they're looking for clean ingredients. They're looking to eliminate high fructose corn syrup and eliminate, you know, GMOs and the pesticides and herbicides in these products. They don't want to be lectured by Kellogg's about politics. And let me tell you this too, for Skittles, people don't want to be lectured about transgenderism and gay marriage by food companies. You know, food companies, stay the hell out of politics. Make your freaking food, make it better, make it clean, make it more nutritious if you can. That's how you win in the marketplace. Don't try to lecture customers about their politics. And you know what, Kellogg's, if you're anti-Breitbart, you're anti-America, you're anti-freedom, you're anti-constitution. You might as well just call yourself Commie Kellogg's, you know, like the communist cereal company where every bowl is exactly the same. Sort of like maybe they should attend the Fidel Castro funeral and honor Castro as a revolutionary saint, like the New York Times did, instead of telling the truth about how he's a brutal dictator, mass murderer, death squads, you know, killed the children of his political opponents. I mean, the guy was a freaking mass murderer. But leftists don't see it that way. They love murder if it's for their cause. And that's like Kellogg seems they love GMOs and they love herbicides and pesticides as long as it's promoting their company and their politics, which apparently is anti-America. They must hate America. They hate the founding fathers. They hate the Constitution. They hate Breitbart readers. You know, and Breitbart readers are the most pro-America people in the country, frankly. So, you know, it's hilarious at one level just to see Kellogg's committing credibility suicide in the same way the mainstream media is. You know, CNN and Washington Post and New York Times and so on, they're all just committing credibility suicide. And that's kind of fun to watch because they've been lying to so many people for so long, they don't deserve to have an audience at all. And frankly, Kellogg's doesn't deserve to have any customers at all. There's no informed person on the left or on the right now that's going to buy Kellogg's, which basically means Kellogg's is going to end up being the cereal for the most dumbed down, the most illiterate, just the most ignorant people in America. Who's going to buy cornflakes? You know, who's going to buy, what are some of these other products? Who's going to buy these Kellogg's products, Pop-Tarts? I mean, seriously, who eats Pop-Tarts anyway? Who eats Pop-Tarts? It's like, if you eat a Pop-Tart, it's kind of a way of saying you hate yourself. It's like artificial colors and corn syrup and, you know, they pretend that they have all this fruit in them, but they don't really, or just a small amount of fruit juice, maybe. You know, the colors are all artificial. It's just junk. The flour is bleached, processed flour, probably sprayed with glyphosate. You know, it's just junk, junk, junk. Who eats this stuff? People who hate themselves. That's, I mean, think about it. It's like the meth heads of America. You know, they're smoking a crack pipe. They're doing meth. They're doing heroin. And then they've got some Pop-Tarts in the cupboard. Like that's the image of who's eating Kellogg's. It's like druggies and people who have given up on life. That's who's eating Kellogg's. I mean, seriously. And, you know, unless you're 6 years old, and in which case I get it. You know, you're six. You might like some Fruit Loops when you're a little kid. You know, what, Dig'em Smacks or whatever. Let me see. Apple Jacks. What's on this list? Not Dig'em Smacks. Corn Pops. Frosted Mini Wheats. You know. I get it. If you're a little kid, you don't know about GMOs. You don't know about politics. You don't know about anything. All you know is that your sugary Rice Krispies taste good to you as a little kid. Now, if you grow up as an adult and you still think like a child, then you're still buying Kellogg's because you haven't learned anything, I guess. You know, to become an adult is supposed to mean that you learn something and that you might, in fact, start behaving like an adult by changing what you eat, making better choices, understanding the big picture ramifications of the businesses that you choose to support, right? If you support Kellogg's financially by buying their products, you're supporting a company that hates America, that hates American values, that is engaged in collusion with a criminal money laundering organization known as the GMA. They hate GMO labeling. They hate food transparency. They use ingredients that are sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. It's in their products. That's Kellogg's. And it's a shame because if you know anything about the history of the Kellogg company, you know that it started from a place of actual nutrition. I don't know how many years ago Mr. Kellogg, the guy was at least interested in real nutrition with the founding of the company, but that's eons ago. It has since been taken over by corporatists and globalists and people who hate America. They're only interested in profits. They're going to feed you GMOs and pesticides, and then they're going to lecture to you about your political beliefs. That's Kellogg's. That's why everybody's rejecting them, and that's why you should too. So join the boycott. Our boycott at Natural News has been going on for years, and most of our readers wouldn't touch Kellogg's. But now Breitbart.com has joined the boycott, and it is spreading rapidly. Pretty soon, there's going to be no one left to buy Kellogg's except the meth heads. there'll be like a box of cornflakes and a container of cold medicine. That'll be like, I got to go to the pharmacy and then grab some Frosted Flakes and Pop-Tarts. Yes, that's the new customer base for Kellogg's. Another pathetic corporation committing suicide in America. It's sad, but kind of hilarious, too. Thanks for listening. Catch more reports at healthrangerreport.com. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.